Hey guys, welcome back to No Filter. I'm Brittany, and of course I'm here with Antoine.
What's up, people?
So how was your week so far?
It was cool. I mean, it's only Monday. Like, I mean, good weekend. Good weekend, just relax and, you know, I mean, nothing really.
Yeah. I did a lot of school shopping.
Oh, yeah, me too. Oops. My bad. I hit the chair. Yeah, I did a lot of school shopping, too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we did. Yeah. If you know us, you know our arrangements and how we do stuff. So, yeah, I had school shopping and she had school shopping. We got a lot of kids.
Yeah, so the kids, most kids I've seen some kids already started school back up.
Last week and the week before.
Yeah, and then this week, our kids gonna be in school. I think most kids start school back this week. So we did take a trip. We took a little trippy trip.
Yeah, that's why we kind of late. Like, we were going to do the podcast while we was at Myrtle Beach, but due to vacation circumstances and alcohol and everything, mm-hmm. we just never made it.
Yeah. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it was just honestly some of the best sleep. I don't know if it was just because we was right on the ocean, and the ocean, like just made you go straight to sleep, or I don't know, we was highly intoxicated majority of the time.
Yeah.
I felt horrible because I got up, made a cup of coffee, and put some Ciroc in it.
We was doing that. Remember, like, I kept ordering, because we had a Starbucks connected to our hotel, so I would order my Starbucks on the app and then go down there and pick it up, and then on the way out just be pouring, because we had these little mini bottles of alcohol that we found at Walmart. So the Walmart we went to, it was a Walmart, it was like a super Walmart, and then on the other side of the parking lot of the Walmart, it was like still in the Walmart parking lot, it was a liquor store, which we never seen. They probably do that in like
bigger cities and stuff,
but we never seen that. So like, the plan was, we was like, okay, we're gonna go to the Walmart, get what we need from there, and then we gonna find a liquor store. But when we got to Walmart, we seen the liquor store
right in the Walmart parking lot.
Right in the parking lot, it was a Walmart liquor store, and
it was like, it was huge, because it was like one side was just like straight liquor, and the other side was like beer and like seltzers and wine coolers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And then it was a lot cheaper. This stuff was a lot cheaper.
A lot cheaper.
And also, they had the little mini bottles. All the mini bottles was 98 cents.
Well, not all of them. It depended on what. But they had mini bottles. The ones that I liked. Yeah, they had mini bottles at every alcohol.
They wasn't over, $2?
$2 or $3.
For the miniature ones. But, like, the stuff I like, the tequila, so mine's was only 98 cents. So we like stocked up on a bunch of those, and like I put them in my fanny pack, so like anywhere we went, I could just pop one open and pour it in my drink.
Right, and plus we had like the little pints, and it's like stuff like, even like, honestly, if we would stand a little bit longer, because I went straight towards the big bottles, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh shit, we about to get in the airport, so I'm not even gonna get those.
Yeah,
but it was like the big, huge, like liters of Jack Daniels was like $35, and they like $70. It was just little shit. I'm like, damn, I'm about to buy this, but then I'm like,
yeah,
but we about to fly out in like 4 or 5 days.
That's what I said, we gotta get something small, because we gonna, you know, it's not gonna work. But that was nice. It was nice just being able to just not have nothing to do.
Yeah,
the beach was nice. It was nice. Only thing was, it was raining a lot of the time, which was irritating, and then it was so hot, which I knew it was gonna be hot, but it was like a different level of hot.
The humidity, like, we thought we had humidity in Ohio, that was a different type of humidity.
But yeah, it was fun. Nice place to go if it's just you, like a couple, or if it's a family. It was very family friendly, so we probably gonna take the kids back next time.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm gonna take them on an airplane.
We flew Southwest too, which I didn't know that you pick your own seats when you get on the plane. Like, it's just like anybody sits anywhere.
And that's something that we didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't know, because I'm like looking at my ticket. I'm like, where the hell do I sit? So I'm asking stewards, like, hey, where do I sit? They was like, oh, you can sit anywhere.
Yeah, it's just like it's open seating. I'm really? Like, oh, so basically we got on the airplane. It's like a bus.
Yeah. Okay. And we sat the first time on the way there, we sat all the way in the back, and we were able to just us two in the three seats. Like, he sat on one and I sat on the other, and the middle seat was empty. But then on the way back home,
we got separated. Like,
we got separated because it was nowhere to sit. And then we got on the plane last, well, pretty much the last group to get on the plane. And they offer at the beginning when they start boarding, they be like, okay, if you want to pay an extra $30, you can get on first or whatever. Like, you can get on and sit in, like, between the first and 10th row or something like that. And we just like, ah, whatever, you know, we didn't think nothing of it, because the first time we got on, it was easy to find a seat. But I think because it was Sunday and
a lot of people was going back.
A lot of people was going back home. And, I ended up sitting in between this couple at first. I ended up sitting the last row in between this couple. It was so uncomfortable. I literally was sitting in that seat like, I'm about to fucking cry. Like, I'm serious. First of all, anytime I've ever flown, I always sit on the seat by the window. And I never sat in the middle seat. Like, I just feel like I'm too big for that. Like, it was just, and then it was sitting in between these two people that I didn't know. And you know how close airplane seats are. So my big ass just in the middle of the seat. And like, I'm trying not to touch them. And I'm like holding my hands together. It was just like, I'm like, God, why do you hate me? Like, I'm like this. And then the flight was what? Almost 2 hours on the way back. So I'm like,
it was only like an hour and 20 minutes.
But still, just, we had to sit there for a minute. Like, it was just, that would have been the longest flight of my life. But thankfully, because the,
I think, did somebody get off?
Yeah, they were, I guess they were asking people, did they want to get off and catch the next plane or something like that. And, a couple people got off. Like, a few people got off, and, the stewardess came back there. She was like, honey, they left. You want to go ahead and sit up there? And I was like, yes. So the girl next to me, she was like, oh, well, that's okay. We ain't want to be your friend anyway. Because I said yes so fast. And I was cracking up. But I'm like, I'm so sorry. She's like, no, I understand, girl. I'll be ready to get up too. So when I got up and sat up front, the stewardess was like, I'm so glad I was able to get you out of there. I know that was so uncomfortable. So I'm like, I must have looked uncomfortable as fuck. But when she got me there, I ended up sitting next to
some kids. Because, yeah, like, when we flew with some kids too, but they wasn't like, they, I think it was the same kids, but, well, they wasn't as loud and shit.
The little girl, she was sitting in front of me, but she wanted to move to the back because I was gonna have you, because I saw where you was. You was like two seats in front of me, so I was gonna be like, hey, come sit over here. But the little girl ended up coming back there to, and she sat in one of the seats. And she was okay, but it was the people across from me had a baby.
Had a fucking baby.
And the baby was like screaming, like, and they kept passing him through the aisle back and forth. So, which I was like, you know, whatever. I had my headphones or whatever, but
I had my headphones on and it was annoying.
Yeah, I think they had a baby and a toddler.
And then it was like,
and then the little girl sitting next to me, like, I had to keep helping her open her juice and shit and her pop. And
I'm like, you ask your mama.
Why was it? She kept on saying, I need help. Can you help me? So I'm going to be like, hell no. Ask your mama.
If it was me, I'll have my earbuds in. Because, like, the lady next to me, she asked me a few things a couple of times to see, like, did I have room or was I straight and something. Like, and sometimes I didn't even hear because I had my earphones in and I downloaded some.
Well, she was tapping me. I wasn't, like, I had my earphones in. She was tapping me.
I would have been asleep. I would have taken sleep.
Well, I did. I did fall asleep for a minute. But, I mean, So, yeah, if you do ever fly Southwest, at the beginning of the flight, like I said, when they start boarding, if you whip somebody and you want to sit with them, especially on the way back home, if it's like a Sunday, like a weekend, I would pay that extra $30 just so y'all can get on first and, you know, so you'll sit together and you don't have to be in an uncomfortable situation, because I'm so glad I got to get up out of that seat.
Honestly, I wouldn't even suggest, like, that completely turned me off to that. Like,
I didn't mind it.
I wouldn't suggest flying it.
I mean, I think they tickets is cheaper.
Yeah.
But that's because it's open seating. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind it. I don't mind. I didn't mind it.
No, if you're flying with somebody, I wouldn't do it.
I mean, you don't always have to sit together as long as you get to where you're going.
No.
Yeah, so that was our little trip. We did a lot of things there. If you do end up going to Myrtle Beach and you've never been and you are on... I don't know if we were on the south. I think it was...
I don't know.
But wherever the Ripley's Museum is at, don't go. It's not worth it. Yeah. I think it was like $20 to get in.
No, because I think I spent like $52, $53 for both of us. And it was like, for real?
Yeah, it was not... It's definitely not worth it. I was talking to somebody at my job about it. I was like, did you go to the Ripley's Museum when you went? And they was like, yeah. It's not even worth what I paid for. I said, that's exactly what the hell I was about to say, because I couldn't believe. But, whatever. So, media, what I've been seeing lately, something that I think you would want to talk about. So, apparently, in one of DC's comic books, Robin came out as bisexual in one of the issues. I was reading, I seen this on the Shade Room, and I was reading the comments of what people were saying, and of course, like, more than half of the people were saying, oh, they coming for the kids, they coming for the kids, what does his sexuality have to do with anything, Boosie was right, they coming for the kids, and then, like, I seen somebody say, whoop, so much for that, my son was having a Batman and Robin party, I'm taking Robin off, and da-da-da-da, like, it was so many people saying that, and a lot of the people, oh, and even some people saying, like, well, he always shaking his ass on Teen Titans Go, and even with me, I'm not really considering myself, like, a DC fan. I'm more into Marvel, and that's only because of you. I've read a couple Marvel comic books, but just from my experience reading comic books, it's like, do kids read comic books? Like, would kids even be at, have access to this? I know there are some kids who do, but I'm like, do kids actually read comic books nowadays? And would they even see this? Because it's only in one issue, right?
I'm not sure. I guess, and then from why the issue, it wasn't even, he didn't come out straight say he was bisexual. It was like a vague reference to him maybe in the dudes. Like, it was like a vague reference. It wasn't saying, yes, I'm bisexual.
Mm.
So that's the one thing. Like, it was just a clickbait title.
Okay.
Because it wasn't a direct quote, like, yes, I'm bisexual. It was like vaguely.
And then I've read a DC comic book before, and honestly, I buy some for the kids, but I gotta skim through them because some of them ain't for kids.
Yeah, comic books are not necessarily for kids. Like, it's horrible comic book references. Like, if you look even recently, like, comic books, Iron Man is alcoholic. Like, that was his thing, like, dealing with alcoholism and shit like that. That's not for kids, but the kids don't know shit about that.
It's kind of like chapter books with pictures.
And then, like, nobody said nothing about Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy.
Yeah, because they was together.
Yeah, they.
In comic books.
And those comic books is kind of really
rough. I know. I've read one. I remember one I bought at Five Below. It was like a whole pack. I think I bought them for you for Christmas or something. And I happened to just, like, go through one because I saw London reading them. And I'm like, give me that, because they was like, it was cussing, and then they were talking about sex in one of them, or they had like a miniature sex scene in one of them, so I'm like,
okay. Yeah, like, people not talking about that. And then it's like how people was making a reference to, remember that one Harley Quinn, the cartoon, and they said like Batman went down on Catwoman or something like that, and they cut it from the scene, and it was like, actually it was a movie, animated movie, to where like they showed like her legs up and Batman going in, and then it was a comic book like that. It was like, well, that's what they did.
And then I mean, it's a lot of stuff that goes on in those books, but I feel like people just, they get so angry when it comes to say anything same-sex or anything LGBT, when it's like, sex is everywhere. Like, yeah. Literally. Why aren't we saying anything about that?
And honestly, it's just like...
Just people, sex, period.
I mean, we come from the era where it was weird. Like, I'm not going to say, like, it was weird. It was, like, an off-topic, like, if you were gay or anything like that.
Yeah.
It was a weird topic. And it's like, now it's just basically, like, those stigmas is... trying to alleviate those stigmas because it's not weird. Like, I don't give a fuck what you do. Like, if two people was happy, do what you do. Like, that don't got nothing to do with
me. Honestly, being gay has, when people say, oh, I'm, you know, I'm bisexual or I'm this, I'm that, it has nothing to do with the person's character. It literally only has to do with the way they have sex. Like, if it and comes
what
down
that,
to
and what does that have to do with you?
And it has nothing to do with you unless you fucking it.
Exactly.
You know? So, I don't know. I was so, like, disgusted by some of those comments that people was making. I'm just like, and they kept saying, the kids, they pushing it on the kids. And I'm just like,
they're not pushing
it's,
it.
It's sex everywhere. Like, it's sexual references everywhere.
Just monitor your kids. Like,
yes, monitor what your kids see. And it's just like, my thing is, it's not about pushing gayness or whatever on kids. It's about pushing sexuality on kids, period. And like, just let kids be kids.
Yeah, and if you know what your kids is listening to or watching or reading, then you shouldn't even be worried about it.
Same thing, like, this kind of, like, lines up with the whole thing with the WAP thing, where everybody was saying, like, oh, kids and young girls, and
yeah, just like, it's like, okay, you're talking about the kids or whatever. It's like, first of all, the song ain't for kids.
Yeah.
And for second of all, it's, yeah, you're right. Your kids should know the
But
name.
You know, this has been a conversation that they've been having for a while. Because remember when that Tip Drill video came out and they was talking about that? I feel like we talked about this already. Tip Drill video came out. I remember they did a whole, like, what do they call those things? Where they put a panel.
Like a think piece, like.
Yeah, and it was like, what is that one nigga's name? He light skinned. He talk real loud. He always be like, the black man. And God damn, what is his name? He was on the Breakfast Club before too. And they trying to.
Is it Michael Eric Dyson?
Yes, him. It was him. And then, like, Nelly was on there. Ludacris was on there.
But then again, it's not for kids. Like,
it was talking about having them videos out, how they had the uncut videos. And
but it's
was,
like. It wasn't for kids.
Yeah, Nelly was like, okay, so y'all get mad at me, but what is your child doing up at 2 a.m.?
Exactly.
Like, that's, I remember him saying, I'm like, well, that is true. But
that is a point. Like, if you was up at 2 or 3:30 in the morning watching Uncut, then, I mean, hey.
So, I mean, I don't know. He's just basically saying, like, it's not his job to be a role model. He does what he wants. Which, I mean, come on. People just, like you said, they act like Robin was about to be out here in the comic books, you know,
just fucking
doing
everybody.
The most, you know, like, it's just.
But then again, it's like, first of all, it's like four different Robins anyway.
Yeah, and that's another thing.
So y'all don't even know, people don't even know which Robin they're talking about. And then, wasn't it always like the butt of the joke, Batman and Robin mm-hmm. doing shit together? Like, that was just a common joke. Around people would say. So it's like, so now y'all mad? I don't know, it's stupid, but
I mean, it's not even now they mad. It's probably people who never, most of the people I'm pretty sure don't read comic books. Most of the people I'm pretty sure don't know as much as, you know, certain people know about comic books in DC and how that works. Like, everybody probably only think it's one Robin, you know? And they probably think they just, you know, bringing out this one Robin and, you know, bringing my child. That's another thing I kept saying. My childhood is ruined.
That's the same thing with the people that talk shit about, like, characters changing
colors
or, yeah, like, genders or some shit like that. Y'all messing up. First of all, if a hero or superhero messes up your childhood, then you had a horrible childhood. If that fucked up your childhood.
Remember they said that about Ariel when they did, what's her name? Hallie Bailey from.
Yeah, you messing up. I'm like, seriously?
She's the Ariel we deserve. They kept on saying they want Ariana Grande to do it. I'm like, girl.
First of all, First of all, people don't even know. She just look white. Y'all know she like Latino or some shit like that. So y'all gonna be mad once y'all find out she not white.
That just pissed she was black.
They did the same thing with Spider-Man when they just talked about like when they thought the Spider-Man character was gonna be black or whatever, and it's like Peter Parker was never black, or they messing up my childhood.
Different universe, wasn't it?
No, it was a completely different character, a different name, different everything. He was a different version
and
of Spider-Man.
And even in that movie, they had all the different versions of Spider-Man in that movie, didn't they? Well, not all of them, but a lot of them.
Yeah, but this was when before all that came out, and they thought, like, the live act, like the Tom Holland Spider-Man, they thought that they was talking about the live-action Spider-Man before it came out. So people was pissed off about that. But it was the animated one that they didn't know. But people loved that movie.
They was pissed that Mary Jane is... Zendaya now, wasn't they too?
But that's not even her.
Yeah, that's somebody else, right?
Yeah, it's like a specific character they made basically for the movie. It's not even...
Yeah. Okay, you could probably talk about this, the J.R. Smith thing.
Oh, no, it's nothing serious about it. It's just like, I don't understand people making fun of people for trying to do something with their life or better themselves. Like, he was going back, he retired from basketball... He's going back to college to get a degree. And first of all, the degree is in liberal arts. I thought it was something useful. But I mean, but if that's what you want to do, go ahead.
Just as bad as those people.
I'm just talking shit. But then, they was clowning him for wanting to be on a golf team to the college you go to. And it's like, okay, what's wrong with that?
I mean, what the fuck else he's supposed to do? He's fucking retired. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Exactly. And then don't most... basketball players and football players just take up golfing anyway. So now that he wants to, now that he can compete,
excuse me,
at a pretty much professional level, like college golf, like what? Okay, he not bothering
him. I mean, what the? Leave the man.
People always got something to say. People always have something to say.
Like, what else is he supposed to do? What he wants? Which y'all want to be a sports commentator? Everybody don't have to go that route when they retire.
But then again, if he was a sports commentator, you would talk shit about him. Because a lot of retired basketball players are sports commentators. A lot of them, y'all done talk so much shit about them, y'all done ran them away from the desk. They don't even want to do that shit no more.
What's that woman's name?
Oh, Paul Pierce?
No. That one with the hair.
The hair.
That good hair and them glasses.
Oh, you talking about Jalen Rose?
What a silver fox.
He don't even got gray hair.
I thought he had a little bit of salt and pepper. Maybe it's in his beard.
Probably his beard, yeah. But he ain't got, I don't think he got gray hair.
I just want. Yeah, so.
I don't know, these people always got something to say, and that's just annoying.
No, leave him alone. Like, but he can do whatever the fuck he want to do with his man. I think that's a good, like, little investment. Because he's not that old. How old is he?
I mean, he's still in his 30s. Like,
oh, yeah. Why not? Go back to school. Play golf. Shit, he might have started making money off golf.
Yeah, like.
He's next. Ain't that what Michael Jordan did?
Michael Jordan did a lot of shit.
Okay, so you went to talk about Nick Cannon. You could talk about this too, because I'm not really.
I mean, I'm not really versed into it. I'm just want to know, like.
Well, so let's start from the beginning, just in case for people who don't know, we're talking about Nick Cannon.
Oh, how he got like basically.
He had just, like four girls pregnant at the same time, right?
No, yeah, I think it was only like two.
But that happened twice.
But yeah, it happened like different times. And then like one time it was like he just had a set of twins like 3 or 4 months ago. And then like somebody else just had some more kids. So basically yeah, he had about two or three people pregnant at the same time.
And then I know like they all took maternity pictures. He was in all the pictures.
Yeah, but okay.
But no, that's fine. I mean, I'm just saying. No, normally that don't happen. Yeah. I know I seen this post that said, one thing's for certain, Nick Cannon gonna show up for the maternity pictures.
But I mean,
what did you want to?
I just don't see that. People think it's an issue saying like he setting a bad example for the youth, like, or talking about the women saying like he's not a good person for having multiple women, multiple kids by multiple women. And it's like,
what?
Yeah, like, I understand.
That happens all the time.
I don't understand how that is, like, damaging, like, how that make his character bad. And then I don't understand how he's setting a bad example for anybody.
Now, I will say this.
Because his first couple kids, they were twins, so that's why he got so many. But he was actually married to, like,
he got two sets of twins.
He got more than two sets of twins.
No, he got two and then three single kids. He got seven kids.
But I don't add up. You got two sets of twins and two single kids.
I said three single kids.
Oh.
Three single kids, I mean. Well, I don't know. But, I mean, I can see where people can say that. But, I mean, they don't... My thing is they don't know his situation. Like, it might be... I feel like I watched a little bit of that interview. The Breakfast Club. I feel like he said all of them were okay with everything. Like, it was... planned, like it wasn't like
it wasn't like he was just random,
or they all knew what was going on.
And then, like, some of the relationships didn't last. Like, I mean, who the relationships didn't last?
Shit, he got the money to raise the kids, but
and that's the one thing, the kids are taken care of. And then he's sick, like some he got some type of disease or whatever.
Yeah.
So he know like he not gonna be here for that long.
I remember he was sick with when he was with Mariah Carey. He was in the hospital or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I can kind of see where people are coming from though, like, cause I've seen situations where it's like 18 kids involved and one man with 10 different women.
But
and
the different circumstances between that is. That's Nick Cannon, and he can provide for all of those situations.
Right, he can provide for them, but...
And he can be there, because he... I mean, he have his kids know each other. Like, he's living that lifestyle to where...
I understand that, but I'm saying, with a regular person, I've seen that situation. And... Honestly, in my family, I've seen situations where it was like 20 kids, and it's like literally this one dad is like spreading himself thin between all these kids, and then some of the kids not knowing each other, or it being like whoever the dad is with at the time is the kids that get that attention or the kids that get more from him, whoever he with at the time, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying by knowing your situation. Like, he know his situation. Like, he can take care of his kids. He there, the kids know each other. And then the reason he doing what he doing is because he want his legacy to live on. Because he know he not going to grow old here. Like, he a couple years older than us.
I mean...
I don't even think he might be in his 40s.
There's other ways to do that. My thing is, how do you know your kids going to uphold your legacy? Just because they're your kids?
I don't know.
How do you know these kids gonna do what you want them to do? You don't know that.
I have no idea.
He just wanna have a bunch of kids.
Exactly. He want himself to live on. Like, that's basically what he was saying. Like, he don't want his memory or legacy to go. Like, he know he wanna have a family. He wanna have, I guess he wanna have his namesake, I guess.
What did you say you didn't agree with what he said in that interview?
No, he said something. He tried to... I don't like how people... He said it was a Eurocentric mindset when it comes to marriage and monogamy.
I heard that one.
Which, that's technically... That don't even make sense. Eurocentric mindset saying, like, it's a European ideology that, you know, you should get married to one woman and keep that thing. But it's like, no, marriage was a thing to where, like, a father would marry his... daughter to somebody like to gain like more land or more property or to gain more riches.
That's what he said.
But it's like that's not Eurocentric. Like that happened with every culture and society. Period. Like that wasn't just a European thing. That happened everywhere. That's what I don't like when people always try to throw race or into it. I'm like, that happened with everybody. It happened with African, Asian, fucking Arab, and all, it happened with every culture. So you just can't say it's a European mindset. What was that face for?
So do you think that I mean, do you think that's true? Like, do you think it's like, so what's he trying to say, that marriage is like something that was just made for?
He's talking about like the idea of that type. The idea of marriage is set by that way. Like,
I mean, men always say that, but why is it always men who get to have multiple wives? How come it's never wives who get to have multiple husbands? Or has that ever been a thing? Or do you know?
Not that I know of, no. I really don't.
Okay. I was just asking. Okay, so that'll be it for this week in media. We're going to go ahead and move on to Bay. Wait, how was my entry before?
I have no idea. Just say Baywatch, bro.
Baywatch. That's what it was. Okay, so this week in Baywatch, I've been watching a series on Netflix called Love is Blind. Basically, it was an experiment. I think they did it in Atlanta where they had a bunch of people meet up. It's a dating experiment. So a bunch of people met up, and instead of them meeting and getting to know each other, like meeting face to face, they met behind a wall.
So they couldn't see each other?
They couldn't see each other. They got to know each other for, I think, 6 weeks.
Just by talking behind a wall.
Just talking behind a wall. So they got to know each other, talking behind the wall, doing all that. And I guess they had to propose to the person.
After 6 weeks?
Behind the wall, yeah. But that's kind of like marriage at first sight. It's just going backwards. So, anyway, so they had to propose to the person within the 6 weeks of them getting to know each other. Once they proposed to them, they got to meet them face to face. So
what if they, was anybody like, after they met the person, they was like, nah.
So, at first, everybody was like, oh, you know, he's perfect, da-da-da-da-da, because they had already got to know them mentally. But I think a couple, honestly, okay, so it was 6 couples to start with. Only 2 of them ended up getting married and staying married. So,
like, do you think looks had something to do with it?
I think with one of them, well, with 2 of them, I think it did. Because the girl said she had been, all her relationships, even her friends that came on the show, because they had, what they did was, after they got to meet each other, then they went to Mexico for a week. Just them, they didn't have no phones, no nothing. And then they came back, and then they got married 2 or 3 weeks after that. And at the wedding, they had to choose whether they were gonna, you know, get married to him, or if they was gonna say I do or they don't. So, like I said, it was 5 weddings. Only 2 people said yes. And I think that the one for certain, her friends are like, you know, you always pick bad dudes. And, you know, you've never been in a good relationship. All the men, you always just go off them by their looks. So she'll pick good looking men, but they would treat her like shit.
Okay.
So this guy, I didn't think he looked bad. Like, honestly, he was like an average good looking dude. Like, he wasn't terrible. And she wouldn't have sex with him. She said no to him. Like, you know, she didn't marry him, but nothing was wrong with him. She basically was like, you know, he's everything I ever wanted in a man, and da 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 da. But she just could not.
She was petty.
She couldn't get with the she couldn't get with the way he looked, I guess. She didn't say that, but she was just like, you know, I can't connect the physical with the mental, or something she said. And then it was another one.
She's gonna be lonely for the rest of her life. Because you just gonna get older and nobody gonna, that look ain't gonna be there with everybody.
It was another one where the girl, she wanted another dude who ended up getting married to somebody else. And you gotta watch it, because she wanted him.
Hold on, so they can talk to other people?
Everybody talked to everybody.
Oh, I thought it was they just matched certain people and they had to talk. Mm-hmm. So it was like a...
It was like 20 people, so, and they did rotations of dates.
Oh, shit.
And it was this girl, Jessica, she liked Burnett. And I thought they was going to be together, because they really seemed like they clicked. But I guess Burnett found out that she liked somebody else in the house, or somebody else in the house really liked her. So he came back to her like, hey, you know, I heard such and such like you. And she was like, oh, yeah, well, he was like, well, I don't know about that because, you know, I was going to propose to you tomorrow. And she was like, well, I'll cut it off. I'll cut it off. I promise. I'll cut everything off. So the next day, they go on a date. And she like, well, are you still going to propose? You know, everything you said yesterday, is that still true? He was like, I don't know. He had two other girls lined up that he liked that he couldn't choose between the three of them.
Oh, did he?
After she broke it off with the other dude.
That's fucked up.
He ended up marrying one of those girls. And really, then
his backup plan.
She picked the guy that she cut off with. She went back to him. But she told him no when they got married because I think she wanted Burnett. So, I don't know. It's kind of a good show. I didn't think I would like it because I remember seeing when it first came out, I remember seeing it like, this is dumb. But it actually was pretty interesting. And the one of my favorite couple that was on there was an interracial couple, and they still married. So I follow them on Instagram. So it's nice. It's a nice little show to watch. While we were on vacation, we saw Suicide Squad, the second one, because it was raining a lot. So one of the days we ended up going to the movies.
Yeah, actually, that was like a pretty nice movie.
Oh, yeah, that was a nice movie there. I fell asleep in that chair.
Yeah, she fell asleep in the movie, bro. But it was like huge reclining leather plush seats. Like, I was laying down. Like,
we got alcohol.
Yeah, I was vertically laying down, like, watching the movie, like, completely vertical. I had a beer, and they had, like, champagne and wine, beer, and everything. Like, I had a couple. I had a beer. I had bought one of the mini, you know, we had the mini bottles.
Yeah, I think that's what made me fall asleep, because I had that White Claw, and they gave me a big one.
Yeah. And then I had an Angry Orchard, and then I had a slushie, and I put my Jack Daniels in a slushie. But yeah, that movie was actually, it was pretty good.
It was good. I didn't think it was good as everybody said it was.
But it was more realistic to the comic, because I like how the Suicide comics are basically like, and the comic books was like basically to get rid of characters that people really didn't. It basically a show like, okay, what characters people like, what characters didn't like, or if you wanted to get rid of the character that wasn't doing that good, they had put them in a Suicide Squad and kill them off. Like, that's how, like, remember they had to, well, spoiler alert, I guess, but the first team, how everybody died, like, that's something that would happen in the comic book. Like, they have a group of people and like half of the group.
You know,
died.
That kind
of
pissed me off because I was really looking forward to what's his name being in there.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Steve. Not Steve. Shit.
From Saturday Night Live.
Damn. What is his name?
I don't know. He looks black.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was gonna be funny more. Yeah, because I was looking forward to his comedy in it, and he was funny when he was in his parts. But then it was like 10 minutes in, he's fucking dead. I'm like, oh, okay. So it was like, it got, one thing, it got straight to the action more, and like, people was complaining about it didn't have a lot of character building, but if you read the comic books, like, it didn't really build on a lot of characters. Like, some characters it built on while the story was going on, but basically, like, you really didn't fall in love with a character.
Yeah.
And then, like, main characters died at the end of the movie, too.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, shit. So.
What's something you've been watching?
Well, it's only episode one. It's this show called Heel. And it's basically like a, it's on Stars. It's like a wrestling show.
Oh, that Dudley Brothers documentary.
It's not a Dudley Brothers documentary. It's actually, I just wanted to see if it was going to be good or not. And how the way the first episode ended, like, I really want to watch the next episode.
And it's Heel.
Yeah, because in wrestling, what you have a face and a heel. A face is like the good guy, and the heel is usually the bad guy.
Oh, I see.
And it's about, basically, it's two brothers. They run like a local wrestling organization. We're really just one of the brother actually run it. But their dad died and left it to the older brother. And they kind of let you know how the dad died. I'm not 100% sure. I'm guessing he committed suicide, or like he was into drugs or some shit to where he died. But I'm not sure how, because they allude to it while they arguing and bickering back and forth. They allude to either him suicide or him on drugs. And then it's like the brother that's actually the face, the good guy, he's really like a dick in real life. So it's like they small town, like it's a scene where he's like a real asshole to some lady, like actually made her cry. But like he's like the good savior, like everybody know him as being a good guy. in the wrestling thing, but every few people that know him knows, so like, he's really an asshole.
Playing a character in wrestling, like, which people do?
Yeah, he is, of course, but he's a real asshole, and it's kind of fucked up, some of the shit he did. But then again, the brother did something fucked up to him when it comes to the end of that episode.
So, what if Marvel is a new series coming out that came out? I watched a little bit of the first episode with you. Basically, it's about...
The What If. Basically, it was a comic series called What If. Mm-hmm. And they made it into, like, a TV show. So, like, each episode is, like, based off of a What If scenario to the cinematic universe. So, like, the first episode was Captain America didn't get the Super Soldier Serum. It was the Peggy Carter ended up getting it.
Which is his girlfriend.
Yeah. And that was actually pretty good. And then, like, this next one has come up this week. Instead of how, you know, the, what's his name? Yondu. Instead of him finding Star-Lord. You know, the
Star Yondu?
Yeah, the blue dude with the little fin. From Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. Instead of him finding Peter Quill to become Star Lord, he actually stumbles across a young T'Challa.
Oh, okay.
So, like, he becomes Star Lord.
Oh, so. Okay. And then this episode, actually, Chadwick Boseman is. He voiced this character before he passed away.
Yeah.
So that's going to be nice.
Yeah, it's going to be... I believe he might be in like 3 or 4 episodes.
Okay.
I believe it's 3. I'm not 100% sure. But it's actually his voice as a character.
And he's playing T'Challa.
Yeah.
So that's nice. I think that's kind of nice that they're actually making a TV show out of that. You said it was a comic book series?
Yeah, because it's basically... It goes in depth of like... What if one little thing changed the whole...
I think that'd be interesting. T'Challa becoming Star-Lord. Like, that I would have never thought. I would even have thought to cross the Captain America and Star-Lord story. But T'Challa... I mean, I think I'm interested in seeing what's going on with that. So one show we have been watching together, which we... pretty much damn near finished. I think it's a couple episodes left.
Yeah, but the episodes are short, but it's fucking hilarious.
The Prince, which is...
HBO Max.
HBO Max. You've probably seen a commercial for it. It's like basically like a parody of the royal family.
Yeah, and it's the...
And when I saw it, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought the same way. I'm like, it's lightweight. Like, it just looked like cheesy. But, it's fucking hilarious.
That shit is funny as hell. And... it's kind of like, it reminds me of like a Family Guy type shit. Like,
but it's HBO, so it's like, it's really uncut.
It's funny. And the way, what's the dad's name? The grandpa?
Oh, Prince Philip. That's fucked up.
Oh my God.
And that's fucked up because he died. Like,
well, I think they probably did this before he died because he just died recently. So they had to have done this before he died, but nigga. That shit is funny as hell. It's ignorant, but it's funny.
Oh, it's ignorant as fuck. But basically, the prince is... what's the one prince?
The first baby.
Harry or... no, Henry. Ain't that the blonde hair one? It's basically his kids. They follow his kids.
He's the main character, but it's like basically like... it's literally a parody. Like, Henry is like the kid. It's following him, and he basically like runs the fucking show.
Yeah, and he runs the show.
The way he talks, he's like, ugh, don't look at me. Or, ugh. Like, it's just like how you would think they act. But
and then, like, every other character is like, his parents is like, they don't like each other or whatever. And then they don't even talk to the kids. It was one to where, like, his mom said something to him. He was like, what? Mom? You talking to me? What? Like, he was so happy that his mom was talking to him. Because, like, his butler is the one that really take care of him.
Yeah. yeah, so that's kind of good if you're into like shows like that, kind of like along the lines of Family Guy.
Bob's and then it's making fun of the one Harry and Meghan Markle.
Oh yeah, and
that's funny.
That's it. Yeah, it's a funny show if you into that type of stuff. Did you want to do a Reddit letter or you want to wrap it up? Where we at?
I don't know. Did you want to find one? I mean, we can talk about that.
I got one up, but if it's too...
No, Sony, we got enough.
Okay, we could do this Reddit letter real quick.
Yeah, plus it's getting hot. We had to turn the air off and shit.
Shit, did he erase?
She done lost the letter.
God damn it, I knew I should have screenshot it.
Pause. See, I tried to organize it, get a little pre-production going.
Shut up. You didn't even say it right.
Yeah, I was drinking, so I said post instead of pre. My bad. You still can't find it? Do you want me to keep it going?
No.
Pause it.
All right, guys. All right, here goes. Okay. Me and my girlfriend are an interracial couple. I don't want to say their names. With her being from Korea and me being black. We have dated for just under 5 years now. And for the past few months, I've been planning on proposing. I'm pretty traditional, so it would be a good idea to ask her father for his blessing before I propose. I asked earlier this month. When I arrived at their house, I was greeted by the mother and the father who invited me in. After a little talking, I told them that I was going to propose and wanted their blessing. The mother was ecstatic and the father didn't seem displeased, and he told me it was okay for me to propose. We talked more on the topic and babies was brought up by the mother. I told her that I did want to have kids with her, and she got even happier. We continued talking. When I told her I needed to start heading home, the mother said she would pack me up some food to go, so she left for the kitchen. Me and her dad have a small language barrier between us that's usually alleviated by my girlfriend or her mother. So we kind of just sat there in silence. He then told me this. I'll clean it up a little bit, but it was a little difficult understanding him because his English isn't great. You are a very nice young man, and we like you a lot. We'd be happy to have you in our family, but we're not too happy about you having dark babies. I was stunned, and I kindly just awkwardly laughed. We sat there for another 2 minutes before her mom came out and wrapped a plate. When I got home, I said nothing to her about this. I know I need to talk to her about it and about what was said, but I don't want to be the one that accuses her family of being racist. And I know this is probably irrational, but the way her father said it put the thought in my head that she may not want dark kids either. Or is it because of how dark I am? How do I approach her about this in the least accusatory way as possible?
I mean, that's funny, but it ain't funny. Because for one, I just imagined it. Like, he can't speak English and him saying
that. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't. I mean, they say they're Korean, right?
Yes.
I mean, most. Shit. I mean, it's no way you can not make it accusatory. Like that's what your dad said. And it's like, maybe it came off a little more harsh because they couldn't speak English, but then again, like, Koreans, Vietnamese, Chinese, Japanese, even though they're really different, the one thing about them is, like, they real direct with what their intentions are, what they meant to say. Like, their language is real direct. So when it translates into English, it even a little bit more stern and, like, even more blunt. So it's like, that's kind of like their language, but then again, it's like, translated. He probably did mean that way. Like, he probably had an issue with darker kids, which is fucked up. But yeah, it's the cultural differences as well. Like, how many dark Koreans have you seen?
Say it again?
How many dark Koreans have you seen?
I've never seen a dark Korean.
Exactly. So that might be kind of weird to them. I don't know. Because even, like, it's a lot of Japanese players now. Like, it's a Japanese player that played in the NBA and he looked black, but I believe one of his parents is Japanese. I'm not sure which one, but you can tell when somebody say he's Japanese, you can be like, oh, I can see it. But he looked like a black kid somewhat, like, especially the type of hair he got.
Yeah.
But, and then, so it's like, I don't know.
I think, like you said, I think a lot of people in those cultures want to stay within their own culture.
Yeah, that's one thing with them, period, because they don't even like, if you Japanese and Chinese, they don't even want to mix. They don't want to mix, like, they don't fuck with each other.
So I just read the update. He basically said that he asked her about it, and she said that that she didn't give a fuck about
what she was probably grew up here.
And she said that when she got to her parents, she asked her dad why he said that. And he basically said that he wouldn't care, but he didn't want their extended family to see the kids and think like, oh, they not, you know, Asian enough or Korean enough.
See, that's what I was trying to say. Like, he didn't know how to say it.
Yeah.
And it just came off as harsh.
That's kind of sad, though, but...
I mean, some stuff you got to chalk it up to the... Some stuff you got to chalk it up to the culture. Like, us over here, we a little bit more... need to that, I guess.
Did you have issues with your son like that? I feel like you told me you did, that her parents weren't.
Well, I was told that her dad would never accept my son. Like, but then I guess I met him like years later, and like that was like the first thing he said was like, well, you know, don't believe what you heard about me, like that's not true or whatever. And it's like, honestly, I really don't care.
Yeah.
But that was one. And then I started, like, some other people, I guess, in her family said some shit, like, but I really didn't know. And I really didn't care at the end of the day.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add before we get out of here?
I don't know. Oh, speaking of this, I just thought about, like, what your experience you had at the bus stop last week.
Yeah, I didn't even talk about that. So my youngest, our youngest is going to kindergarten, and I had her, I signed her up for this program where basically they get to go to the school that she's going to attend for a week, and they basically show them around the school, show them what it's like to be a kindergarten student, and it's only for half a day, so it's like from 9 to 12. And with this program, they get transportation. So the bus stop is the next street over.
And it's the normal school bus stop, mind you.
Yeah, it's the next street over from our house. And it's not, it's no sign there that says bus stop or whatever. They just send you an email, tell you where to wait at.
Yeah, and like I said, it's the normal, like when school starts officially, that's where the bus stop is going to be.
So, you know, I was, you know, waiting at the bus stop in the morning, everything was fine. So in the afternoon, at noon, when I would go up there to wait, it was about 12:15, so let's say this was a Monday. I'm waiting or whatever, I'm looking at my phone or whatever, and I see this car keep riding up and down the street, and I'm like, what the hell? So they rolled down again, then they rolled back past me again, then they rolled past again. So the fourth time, I'm like, I see him riding, they was like slowing down. I'm like, I swear to God. Like, so they rolled down the window, he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, of course it's a white man too. So I'm like, he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, waiting. And he's like, waiting for what? And I just was like, looking like none of your business. Like, I didn't say anything. I just looked back down at my phone. So then he goes, are you waiting on the metro? The metro doesn't come back here. Now, for those of you that don't live in Akron, metro is like public transportation, like the bus. So I'm like, I was like, I'm not waiting on the metro. He's like, oh, so what are you waiting for? So I'm like, I didn't say nothing. I looked back down at my phone. So then the school bus comes around the corner. And they, you know, once they get close to you, they start putting on the hazards to stop or whatever. So he goes like, oh, I didn't know school started back up again. And then he drove off. So I'm like, the fuck? I'm like, mind your fucking business. So then, let's say if that was a Monday, this was a Wednesday. Same thing happened again. I see this old lady riding up and down the street. Old white lady riding up and down the street. So then she stops, rolled out her window. What are you doing? And I'm like, so this time I didn't say nothing to her. So I just looked down at my phone. Because I'm like, this is the same thing again. So I looked down at my phone. She's like, did you hear me? Do you live around here? What are you doing? So I'm just like, again, looking down at my phone, like, so I look up at her for like a brief second Now look back down, like, mind your business. So she eventually pulls off, but I see her waiting. She pulls off and waits at the end of the block, like at the end of, like where the stop sign was, like at the end of the next block, and waited there until she saw the bus come around, and then she pulled off. So that had, she did that. I was waiting there probably like 2 or 3 minutes after that, before the bus came to drop her off, and her ass was sitting there at the end of the block, just waiting there. And then once I, and I'm just looking at her, then I turned back around, and then like I just like eventually forgot about it. And then once she got off the bus, I looked back down the street. She's still right there. Then she ended up driving off after she saw me get her off the bus. So it's just like, mind your fucking business. Like, I've never in my life once drove down the street and seen somebody standing there and stopped to ask what they was doing.
Especially, it's noon.
You gotta be
a nosy. It's not like it's midnight.
You gotta be a nosy motherfucker. And like, I'm like, is it my hair? Because I had them long ass braids in. Like, my braids came down to my ass. But I'm like, well, is it my hair? Like, I've never, like, we've been outside. We walk. And we live.
Okay, so that street, we live a block away. You can see our house from where we were standing.
Yes, where I was standing, I could see my house. But if you go the other direction to the other street in front of our street, it's a fucking lake over there that with a sidewalk around that people from all over walk around. So I'm like, why would you, why do you think that I mean, she, to the point where she asked me, do I belong here? Then the guy, the Metro don't come back here. What the fuck? Who said I was catching the Metro? And that's another thing, you insulted my intelligence, because if I did want to catch the fucking Metro, it would have been a sign right here that I know that this is the fucking bus stop for the fucking Metro.
Exactly.
Like, so I don't know. It's just that kind of irritated me. And like I said, we've lived here for 2 years now. We are always outside. Me and the kids, especially in the summertime, we walk around here all the fucking time. Like, yeah, we're like, always walking.
Everything here is within walking distance, so we walk a lot.
Like, literally, like, the movie theater, we walk to the movie theater, the coffee shop, we walk to the damn McDonald's a couple times. Like, it's a fucking farmer's market around the corner that we walk to. I'm just like, why, when I go the opposite direction, just to stand there, not doing it, like, it ain't like I was standing there fucking dancing or causing a scene or whatever. I just didn't understand.
Standing there looking at your phone.
And, like, 2 days out of those 5 days, people stopped to ask me what I was doing.
Then I didn't think of nothing. Something like that happened to me too, because how the way it's set up is like our garage is in the back, and it's like a little side alley. So most of the time, I just park. You park a car in the front of the street. So it was just when I got my new car, and I was changing. I was putting my license plates on, and it was in the morning. So I'm sitting there putting my license. It was cold because it was like February. It was cold, and I had my hoodie on or whatever, and I was changing my license plates and putting my license plates on my car. And it was this, like, blue pickup truck pulled up to the stop sign and stopped. And me, they were stopped for an extended time. I felt it stop. I look, and this bitch opened the door and, like, looked at me dead in my face. And she looked like she was about to get out until, like, I lifted my hood up and I looked, like, and she seen I was changing the license plate or something. Or I think I, like, popped my trunk because I was done. Like, so I lifted my trunk up or whatever. And then she just, like, spit out the car and then just drove off. But it was like, she looked like she was about to walk out and do something. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, I literally, I had keys in my hand and I was changing my license plate.
Yeah.
Just little dumb shit. Like, that is annoying.
But honestly, I just don't understand why you not fucking minding your business, Seth. And just like my, I'll tell you that later, but my coworker said she's, my manager is white. She got a black husband. And she, basically, when I told her this, she was like, you know, I think it's a lot because not only, one, because you black, but two, because you a woman. She said, because if you was a black man, if that was a black man standing, they probably wouldn't have said nothing. They either probably would just call the police or kept going. And I'm like, that's true. Because she said she done had situations where people came from her neighborhood trying to come and get buck with her about, like, stupid stuff. Or they didn't even know what they was talking about.
Or they was at the wrong... You told me they was at the wrong house.
They was at the wrong house. Like, they was, like, coming on her porch talking shit about something. And it wasn't even her.
It was like another neighbor.
Her husband. As soon as her husband came home, he went and found the guy that came. He was calling her bitches and everything. And as soon as her husband came home and approached the guy, he was like, "So you call my wife a bitch?" And he was like, "No. What are you talking about? No." He was like, "I got you on camera." He go to pull his phone out his pocket. He said the guy dive onto the ground talking about, "He got a gun. He got a gun." Nah, nigga. You was just on my motherfucking porch talking about, "Oh, bitch this, bitch that." And you was at the wrong house. Now when I come and approach your ass, you, "Oh no, that wasn't me." Oh, and right, he's got a gun. Not knowing
he was watching you the whole time.
Yeah, like he saw the whole thing. So, I mean, it's just mind y'all's business. Make sure you got the right house if you're going to try and, you know, go through somebody or say something. So, anything else you want to say before we go?
No, that was it. I mean, honestly, since everything is opening back up, because honestly, when we moved here, we moved here. So, it was right when we moved here, the shutdown happened.
The weekend, that Friday we moved here, Monday the shutdown happened.
Yeah, like they announced the shutdown that Friday.
So
like the one thing with that is like our neighbors and certain people around here know us and it's real cool. Mm. But it's like other motherfuckers in the neighborhood now, since we out now, it's like people is gonna act like they act.
Yeah.
Oh well, we'll see. I mean, honestly, I doubt it's like confrontation probably is gonna happen again, but
yeah, so that's No Filter. I said that. No Filter Podcast at gmail.com. That's No Filter, THEE Podcast at gmail.com. No Filter The Podcast, sorry.
Is it the or the?
It's the THEE Podcast at gmail.com.
I thought the was
THEE. Let us know what you think about this episode. Put in your comments if you've ever been racially profiled in your neighborhood or wherever. We like to hear that story because we'll read it. Blissful-Glow Nail Polish, and that's Blissful, BLISSFUL-GLOW.com. That is our nail polish line. Check it out. It's vegan, 100% vegan, 100% cruelty-free. We got our fall line coming out soon. Bomb-ass colors, bomb-ass names. So, yeah. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you need to be making this money. You need to be start selling this nail polish on the corners and shit.
No, I wouldn't want to get arrested. What are you doing? Anyways.
Post up in front of these nail shops.
I should have yelled when they asked, "What are you doing?" I should have been like, "Selling drugs." But yeah, so check us out. Both Blissful Glow, what we have left from our first line. Everything is $5. So go check us out. See what else we got left. Fall line coming out soon. Yeah, so check us out. Yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Bye. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilter, THEE, podcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at No Filter Pod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.